Pope Benedict XVI today received the Catholicos of the Great House of Cilicia, His Holiness Sahram I, who began a 5-day visit to Rome and the Vatican on Sunday. Born Pedros Keshishian in Beirut, Lebanon in 1947, the man who would become Aram I was ordained priest in 1968 and was consecrated bishop in Antilias on the 22nd of August 1980. From 1980 to 1995, he was primate of Lebanon at the head of the Armenian Prelacy of Lebanon. The Catholicos of Cilicia is the spiritual leader of all Armenian Christians living outside their native land, and Aram I is a charismatic figure who has been deeply involved in ecumenical efforts for decades.
It gives me a profound spiritual joy to greet Your Holiness in the spirit of Christian love and with the commitment to the visible unity of the Church, which your predecessor, His Holiness Pope John Paul II of blessed memory, and we greeted each other in 1997.
Following hymn and prayer in the Redemptoris Mater Chapel of the Apostolic Palace, the Catholicos of Cilicia spoke words of salutation to Pope Benedict XVI, in which he expressed the urgency of the need for Christians to continue to move together along the path to unity.
The world of today, Your Holiness, with its complexities, polarizations, and uncertainties, challenges our churches to deepen and broaden our ecumenical collaboration and theological dialogue aimed at the visible unity of the Church. We believe that a divided Church cannot credibly and effectively take the gospel to the world. The united voice and the common witness of the Church in a polarized world is the call of Christ, which is more imperative and urgent today than ever before.
Speaking before the Catholicos, Pope Benedict said he hopes existing agreements will find concrete expression in new joint initiatives.
Throughout the world, Armenians live side by side with the faithful of the Catholic Church. An increased understanding and appreciation of the apostolic tradition which we share will contribute to an ever more effective common witness to the spiritual and moral values without which a truly just and human social order cannot exist. For this reason, I trust that new and practical means will be found to give expression to the common declarations we have already signed.
Pope Benedict also assured his guest, the Catholicos, who is a native of Beirut, that he prays daily for the people of Lebanon and for all peoples in the Middle East, saying recent persecutions of Christians living in various places throughout the region and the world have been cause for great grief.
Most recently, we have all been saddened by the escalation of persecution and violence against Christians in parts of the Middle East and elsewhere. Only when the countries involved can determine their own destiny and the various ethnic groups and religious communities accept and respect each other fully, will peace be built and the solid foundations of solidarity, justice, and respect for the legitimate rights of individuals and peoples.
Pope Benedict concluded by saying he hopes the Catholicos days spent in Rome will be a source of many graces. The Catholicos of the Great House of Cilicia arrived in Rome on Sunday for a 5-day visit. I'm Chris Altieri.